The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
We need a webcam at the moment because the studio is overloaded with people. Tell us all about it, John.
Well, I'll let them tell you more about themselves, obviously, but I bought a band from Stereo over the, well, I say over from St. Helens. I mean, making it sound like, you know, it's America or something. All the way from
sunny... Passport from, required.
All the way from sunny St. Helens. But they're a band who I've only recently discovered, but they absolutely blew me away when I heard them in terms of the sound they make. It's exactly the kind of thing which I love. Doing really well at the moment, loads of interest up and down the country, and so, you know, I'm delighted to bring them here, and they're going to play a couple of tunes. So
so the band's called Stilia. Well, come on, lads, tell. we've only got two microphones available for you boys, but I know there's five of you in the band.
How four long? In the band.
Four. Yeah. Four? Yeah. And the manager? Yeah. Or agent. Agent in the taking a cut. So how long have you been together, lads?
I think we've been together for about 4 years, but I think we've like been seriously together, seriously going for it, and trying to make a sort of, you know what I mean, trying to make it as a band for about 2 years, I think.
4 years together, so you started when you were about eight. They're very young-looking lads.
They're always young, these bands, Al. It's very annoying.
It is indeed, yeah, it makes me feel even older. So together for that long, on the circuit and...
Yeah, we've been playing up and down the country and that for about 2 years, solid. But other than that, we're just playing sort of pubs around our town before that.
Yeah, what's it like getting gigs at the moment?
Now it's pretty good. It's like we signed with Republic Management, so they do a lot of all the hard work for us regarding gigs. But the shows they get now. Like I said, they're up and down the country, and
right.
We've done quite a bit with a big promotion company called This Feeling, who've got us on. We did a sold out show for them in Manchester, and we've got a London show for them on the
31st of March.
So a fair bit of travelling as well for you boys now.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you all originate from? You're all from St. Helens, are you?
Bad
apart from Johnny, yeah.
One from Wigan.
One from Wigan. Oh, yeah. Big rivals.
The banter gets a bit serious.
Is that just when the rugby league season's on?
Yeah.
But they played at St. Helens Ground, didn't you, before the first game of the season? They had them on stage. And like,
at Langtree Park, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I saw some brilliant pictures from it, you know, full stadium, obviously good, right? Full house for the first game of the season, and then the guys, it looked like the Super Bowl halftime show.
No, it's good, man. We've done it a few times, I think, now. We've opened up for the Saints Rugby. It's always, we get a good reception, obviously, in our hometown. And it's just, we love doing it, though. It's pretty good.
It's cool.
And we've got a few instruments, a couple of guitars in with us today, so you're going to play one or two tunes for us. Have you got a new single out?
We've got a single out called Let Me In, and we'll probably play that second.
Keep us in suspense.
Do you want to tell us about the video? Because it's a good story about the video.
Yes, I forgot, we was on the radio at Manchester, I think, and I forgot to tell the actual story about this. Recent release the single Let Me In, and then on this Sunday the music video for it is getting premiered on Sunday Brunch on Channel 4. Because the video is directed by Johnny Vegas. Someone's not put the phone on silent. the video is getting directed by Johnny Vegas, and it's getting premiered on Sunday.
So Sunday Brunch, Channel 4.
Yeah.
That's on 10 o'clock or something on Channel 4 or so. I know that because my wife puts it on Sunday. I'm always thinking I need to be out at work. But this week, I'll tell her. It's your video on there. So.
But Johnny, he really pushes the band, doesn't he?
Yeah, he gets behind us massively.
Brilliant.
He's a big fan of ours and was well a huge fan of his and that. And to have him like direct the video for us was something else.
Can we try and get on Benidorm?
Imagine. How good would that be?
You couldn't wear the leathers, like they're all in black. People can't see, obviously, because it's radio, but they're all in black. So you'd have to have a rethink of that if you did buy the pool in Benidorm, like.
Right, let's hear what it's all about then. It's Stilia, who are in the studio with us this morning. Sound of Merseyside, as always on a Friday, promoting local bands and anybody that John Gibbons thinks is going to hit the big time. And Stilia, certainly on the way to that. As you've already heard, you can see them on Channel 4 Sunday brunch around about 10 o'clock-ish, I think, on Sunday. But we're going to hear them right now because they're going to give us a little bit of a flavour of what it's all about, boys. Over to you.
Yeah, so this is a song this is a song called 4 AM. It goes like this. Oh, we're going round in a circle. Well, I don't mind if you don't mind. Oh, you call me, you're lonely. You want me to be there, cause it ain't no fun being on your own. I had a system we're using, it's only in the road that we're taking, the road that we're walking. But now I'm stood outside your door and it's 4 in the morning. I'm a little bit drunk but I'm trying my best to be charming. Just can't help it. Oh, we always say we don't want to get in deep, but we're already up to, we're up to our knees. Yeah, the system we're using, it's only confusing. The road that we're taking, the road that we're walking. Yeah, I'm stood outside your door and it's 4 in the morning. I'm a little bit drunk but I'm trying my best to be charming. I stood outside your door and it's 4 in the morning. Oh, I'm a little bit drunk but I'm trying my best to be charming.
Radio City Talk Breakfast, the kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
It's the Sound of Merseyside. We do this every Friday between 9 and 10, promoting local bands. John Gibbons pulls out all the stops and gets the big boys in. Stilia in the studio today. You might have heard that earlier if you were with us 5 minutes ago. Wonderful tune, live in the studio, going down well on the Facebook Live as well. It's all too much for me, all this streaming technology and everything, you know.
I'll put a little clip on Twitter as well there, you know. So we're interactive this morning. I'll interactive.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. Right, Stilia, the band's been together, well, 4 years, been on the road for a couple of years. Who writes all the music then? Is it a collaboration, everybody?
Yeah, I think we all sort of write. I think there's me and Johnny will sort of like write at home or write on our own and bring whatever we've got to a rehearsal room, and then it's obviously we all
You'll chip in and argue.
Chip in and argue, yeah, and fight.
He's dripping back even further. And,
but it comes out all right. And then,
yeah, somebody have the final say.
No, I don't think it's not really like that with us. I mean, we sort of need people to give us the final say, really, don't we? Because it's not really like that with us, which I think we're pretty lucky, because, like, the only ever arguments we have is between me and my brother, Matt. But just because we're brothers.
Oh, who's brothers?
That me and...
right.
Singer and drummer.
The dad sibling there, rivalry.
Oh, yeah. No, it's good, though. It's good.
I bet it is. So where are you this week? Are you out and about this weekend?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. We're playing at Sound Control tomorrow, doing a David Bowie tribute gig.
Right.
And then on Sunday, we're at Victoria Warehouse.
Where's Sound Control?
It's in Manchester.
Right.
Yeah, both of them in Manchester.
Both Manchester, yeah.
Yeah, Victoria, well, I know that one. I've been there.
There you go. So.
They must have had a sporting event there. So anything else lined up longer term? I don't suppose you can look too far ahead. It's just what's coming up at the weekend and take it from there.
I think we've got quite a lot. We've got sort of quite a lot of festivals in the bag now, and I think more to come as well, from what we've been told. So up to now, it's looking really good.
Did you get busier in the summer then with festivals and gigs, open air sort of events and that you can get into?
I think being in a band, I think in the summertime, being in a band is like the best thing ever, because obviously you go to all these festivals and not only do you get to play, you get to like go and watch other bands and stuff and sit around fires.
And that's your job.
we're lucky enough now that it is. Yeah.
It's nice to play to different crowds as well, isn't it? Because
reaction you get.
Yeah, it's a different kind of audience as well. Like you know, there's people who are dedicated to going to gigs in cities and stuff, and that's great. Yeah. But you know, you get out and do stuff, and Liverpool's really good for city festivals and things going on, and I know there's obviously Sound City, but there's a big one going on in New Brighton this summer and things like that as well, and obviously there'll be Lymph at the end of summer as well, and you know, hopefully the guys will be able to get involved in a couple of them. But it's you know, you're playing to a different crowd, you're different people are wandered down and maybe don't go to as many gigs but still really into the music and stuff like that. So it's a different audience, so you're getting out there in front of more people and it is just nice playing out in the sunshine rather than like a dingy club that smells a stale red stripe. not that there's anything wrong with that, but you know.
Depends what time it is.
just nice to have the change. Yeah.
Well, where did you first see them, John?
I haven't seen the band yet. I just come across them on their SoundCloud. Actually, someone gave me a tip to kind of look out for them, and so I listened to them on the SoundCloud and just blown away. So I haven't seen them live properly apart from in the room this morning, but we'll have to get yous over to Liverpool. I've been talking to Jack a little bit about putting a gig on together over the summer. Getting some bands together.
How easy is that to do, to sort?
It depends, really.
And
like, the venues and stuff. Venues are pretty approachable. We're lucky in Liverpool. I don't know what it's like here in St. Helens, but you're lucky in Liverpool. There is spaces and they'll be open to you putting your own things on and stuff like that. And then it's just kind of like promoting it and getting people down and stuff like that. But if you get a few bands together and you're all dedicated to like pushing something and trying to put something together that works as a night, really, that's what I always try and do. It's like, we'll put bands together who suit each other and like get a good atmosphere going, and then people will come next time, you know, if they know there's kind of three good bands on. So,
Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
It is rock, sport and music for Liverpool on this Friday morning. Alan in for Steve, and it's the Sound of Merseyside. We do this every Friday. We've got John Gibbons in the studio and we've got Stillia, the local band. We've already heard a bit of music from them. We heard the new single just before the news and sport headlines, Let Me In, and they're going to give us a little bit live right now. So sit back, enjoy.
Yeah, this is a song called Monday. It's a pretty new song. We've not recorded it yet, but I think we are doing it soon. It's like this sort of rock. I like to leave my town and get a job in the city, 'cause things should stand all the same around here. Oh, no, no. And I know I told you that I want you to go,
call you up in the early hours on Saturday. I tell you how I'm gonna be there on Sunday. Oh, you could kick me out again on Monday. Oh, you could kick me out again on Monday. I like to stay in my town. I could have moved to the city, because things just aren't all the same around here. Yeah. Oh, I know I told you that I don't want you to go. I never the same without you. Yeah. Oh, well, I'll call you up in the early hours on Saturday and tell you how I'm gonna be there on Sunday. Oh, you could kick me out again on Monday. Out again on Monday. Call you up in the early hours on Saturday and tell you how I'm gonna be there on Sunday. And you can kick me out again on Monday. And you can kick me out again on Monday. And you out again on Monday.
Fantastic hey. Stuff, brilliant. Cheers, well worth you. A round of applause. Difficult to do in a studio that's fairly compact.
I don't know how the lads sing. I don't know how they sing this early as well. I could barely talk with my throat going, you know, until Matty makes me a coffee. I'm no good. But
we went to the Wetherspoons over the road for a breakfast and a coffee before Andy sings.
Yeah.
So
well lubricated. Right. Yeah, very good. Much needed as well. Well, it's fantastic to have you in. Great to showcase local bands, and you're out and about in Manchester at the weekend, and everybody can go out and download the new single. I don't think they buy them anymore, do they? It's all downloads, isn't it? Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, go and have a look at the video. I saw the video for the song. It was great. But,
and we'll see that on Sunday, will we? The video.
Yeah, it gets premiered on Sunday and then released shortly after that.
Great stuff. Yeah. Brilliant, John. Great to bring them in. Anything else you want to promote before we sign off?
No, I just want to say a massive thanks to the people who's helped sort of create the song in the studio, Sugar House Producers. We'd like to thank our management, Republic Management, and massive, obviously, huge thanks to Johnny Vegas, Wasp Video, and everyone else who got involved in the video, and a massive thanks to Paul as well.
Fantastic. Paul's been filming and streaming everything.
Keeps everything ticking for us, so, yeah.
Okay, great to have you
just
in.
Before we go, I just want to give a little mention to, I like to keep people informed of the people who've been in the past. A guy called Rob Vincent did it about a year ago now, actually quite a while. He's done brilliant since. He's got a new album out and he's doing a big launch show for it at the Epstein next Thursday. He's an amazing country singer. The albums have 5 stars in Country Magazine and stuff like that. The sponsor's been really, really good, but he's a Liverpool boy, so do go down and support him with the Epstein on Thursday. You'll see a brilliant show.
Steve Hothersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.